Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 14th, Sermon on the Mount, Persecutions. First Prelude. Imagine you hear Jesus saying these words, "Love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that persecute you." Second Prelude. Beg the grace of a generous conformity to the doctrine, the precepts, and the example of Jesus Christ in respect to persecutions. Point 1. The Doctrine of Jesus Christ on Persecutions. Consideration. Both the doctrine and life of Jesus Christ were a condemnation of the sins and hypocrisy of the Pharisees. It was enough to draw down upon him their hatred, calumnies, and deadly persecution. We have made an especial profession of being the disciples and apostles of Jesus. Is it then any wonder that we are an object of hatred to the wicked? The Lord has foretold us what we have to expect from them. The servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. They will deliver you up in councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. The brother also shall deliver up his brother to death, and the father the son, and you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. Application. We have all witnessed the blind fury of irreligious hatred, and we may perhaps be the victims of it. But far from being cast down or made sorrowful by such thoughts, our hearts should be set on fire and filled with joy by recalling those other words of our Lord to our minds. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you, and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets that were before you. And besides, is not the glory of being thus made like to the Son of God on earth before we join him in heaven a sufficient cause for holy joy and pride? Point 2. The precepts of Jesus in regard to persecutions. Consideration. Let us now meditate on the precepts that our Lord commands us to follow in respect to those who persecute us, or rather the Church of Jesus Christ in our persons. Love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that persecute and calumniate you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven, who maketh his sun to rise upon the good and bad. What wonderful gentleness is contained in these words! Are they impossible to obey? No, says St. Jerome, for we see them fulfilled in St. Stephen, the first martyr, and those who followed him. All of them, when dying, prayed for their murderers. We find them obeyed again by the first Christians, of whom the apostle says boldly, "We are reviled and we bless, we are blasphemed and we entreat." Application. The Church, which is the interpreter of Jesus Christ, teaches us in what way we should pray for our enemies by the words which she has placed in the Litany of the Saints, "That thou wouldst vouchsafe to humble the enemies of Holy Church, we beseech thee, hear us." We thus ask that, by temporal misfortunes, they may be rendered powerless to do harm, and that, like Saul thrown from his horse and deprived of his sight, they may feel the hand of God, recognize their errors, and humbly implore pardon, that they may be converted and make a good death. It is by humiliation only that these poor creatures will be brought back to God, and if we could obtain such a result by our prayers, we should have done an immense good. Point 3. The Conduct of Jesus Christ in Persecutions. Consideration. The Lord was not contented, says St. Augustine, with giving us his precepts and promising great rewards to those who kept them. He chose to give us also his example. When he was dying, he prayed for his enemies, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Application. If we meditate on the charity and the heroic gentleness of a God who had been calumniated, hated, put to death by his creatures, those whom he had loaded with blessings, all the difficulties and the seeming impossibilities of pardoning offenses, of returning good for evil, will disappear.